on this episode of Counting Cars. This is like a car guy's heaven. Let's go check this out.
69 Camaro.
If somebody came along and said, I got to have this car, what would they have to come up with? A price?
About 145.
Look at this. Your 69 Charger.
Dude.
They stick with me, homes.
Here we go.
So what's grabbing your fancy?
What about that one right there?
This is my mom's car. My mother, she always used to have these dreams about her 55 Chevy. Whew. I gotta take a walk. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Damn. Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, AKA The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. This is like a car guy's heaven right now. It's insane.
Absolutely.
Today we're at the SEMA show in Las Vegas, arguably the biggest automotive show in the entire world to show off manufacturers of new products, custom products, high performance products, anything you could think of for anything with wheels and an engine. This show rocks.
Now that's pretty.
This is gorgeous. 65 GTO. I like the color combo, man. It's bold, but it's still classy. SEMA is the best of the best. Everybody brings their top-notch stuff. And of course, top-notch means top dollar. So I know that what I'm getting ready to look at is gonna be a little bit on the expensive side.
Dude, you wanna look at this Camaro right here?
Ooh, 69? That's beautiful, man.
Wow. That is nice.
Wow.
I love the color. That dark charcoal.
Yeah, that's
what would you call it on top?
I would call it a dark charcoal.
Dark charcoal.
I'll lock it along.
What's happening, man? How you doing? Is this yours?
Yes, it is.
It's beautiful, man.
Very nice.
Absolutely beautiful. I'm Danny.
Bob. I actually built the car to autocross it, and the car's done phenomenal.
Tell me about the engine. What do you got in
it? It's got a Mass Motorsports LS7.
LS7? About how much
690.
Horse? 690 horse.
Yeah.
Well, that should make it get up and dance. What are you running for a transmission in?
A 256 Magnum.
Beautiful. If somebody came along and said, hey, Bob, I got to have this car really, really bad, what would they have to come up with a price on this?
About 145.
I don't think I got the money to try and make a real offer on this one today. It's always fun talking to other car builders. I kind of like to pick their brain and see what they're looking at and see what they're thinking about. That's beautiful. But I mean, he had about $145,000. As far as business is concerned, really wouldn't make much sense. It would be difficult for me to invest that kind of money and expect to flip it for a profit. Look at this thing. This reminds me of when I was a kid, dude. Seriously, my dad got me my first bike. I was like 8 or 9 years old. He bought me a Honda 100 street bike. It's the same color, kind of that lime, goldish green. Wow, you want to talk about bringing back memories?
Yeah.
I just want to pick this little bugger up and shove it on my arm and take off out of here, man. It just takes me back, man. When I was a kid, man, I wasn't even big enough to get on it. I couldn't touch the ground. I used to have to set up a milk crate in the garage and get the bike next to it. I had to get the bike started, get up on the milk crate, get on the bike, and take off from there. It's the first bike that I ever had, first bike I ever really rode, first bike I really ever hurt myself on really good. So you know what I'm thinking, man? We got $150,000 Camaros.
Right.
We got $100,000-some-odd GTOs.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna fix her uppers in this house. We ain't gonna find nothing in here.
So you're looking for something.
You know me, I'm always looking. So I say what we do best. Let's go hit the street and see if we can find something.
Yeah.
Let's hit it. Let's hit it. I need some food. Something healthy.
What are you in the mood for, though?
Always in the mood for M&M soul food.
You just said something healthy, and then you said M&M
soul food. M&M soul food is healthy, man.
Not nothing healthy about fried chicken.
Throw hair on your chest, man. Fried chicken and waffles ain't nothing better.
I know. I liked the combination, and
Look at this. 69 Charger. 69 Charger.
Look at that, dude.
Wow.
Dude.
Stick with me, homes. Let's check this out. Let's get a peek at it here first.
Wow.
Car looks pretty straight. Car looks actually pretty original, just beat down, man.
That's the RT.
Yeah. This car is valuable because it's a rare muscle car. It's one of the most beautiful cars that Mopar ever designed. The body lines on the car is absolutely gorgeous. And they're just a desirable muscle car. A lot of power, lots of room for a big boy inside. And you can take it out and get on it, have some fun. You know, I got a customer looking for one of those.
Get him to pull over.
Hey, man, nice car. 69, right? That's beautiful. You got a couple minutes, man? I'm a car guy, and I'd love to talk to you about your car. I got you. I don't want to make you late for work or anything, man. 5 minutes?
I don't know, man.
He's ignoring you.
All right, I'm going to take another shot at this guy, man.
Maybe he'll like you better. Maybe he'll like you better.
Hey, bro, how many miles? If you got, like, just a couple minutes, we buy and sell cars, and we love cars. Is that cool? Okay.
Quick.
Thank
you. We'll follow you.
Sweet.
Hey, man, thanks for taking the time, man. We know you're on your way to work, but we're car nuts, man, and you got a great car. I'm Danny.
Luke, nice to meet you.
Luke, it's nice to meet you, man. Great-looking car.
Oh, thanks.
69, right?
Yeah, RT.
Great car. How long have you had her?
About 2 years.
She's awesome, man. 69, man.
Dukes of Hazzard model, General Lee. Yep.
Got the split grille, hideaway headlights. Man, she looks good. In 1969, the Dodge Charger was a runaway success on and off the racetrack, especially the RT, which stands for Road and Track. When a souped-up RT achieved a record-breaking 200 miles per hour on the track, NASCAR deemed it more of a race car than a street car and immediately banned it. One of the top muscle cars to ever rule the road, they're still in big demand. Their value can be upwards of $80,000 or more. What all have you done to her since you've had her?
Just a lot of work under the hood, mechanical stuff, new tires. Uh-huh. Still got a lot of body work to do.
Uh-huh.
Right now, money's pretty tight to finish it, and kind of at a standstill.
Let's get that standstill rolling, man. I'll make you a cash offer on this car. Would you consider like a $14,000 cash on this?
No, I got more than that in it.
Okay.
I mean, it's,
What would get your attention?
I really wouldn't want to let it go for less than like 25.
I got you. I got you, man.
It's the RT, you know.
Yep. You know. She runs good and everything?
Runs really great.
These cars are really valuable cars. I know what they're worth when they're done and when they're in beautiful condition. This car really deserves to be handled properly, handled right. Let's make a better offer to you, man. I said 14, you said 25.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can go that far, but I would go 18 right now in cash.
The lowest I could go really is 20, absolute lowest.
What do you think, Kev? I know we've got a client. What do you think? Feel pretty good?
I feel great.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Brother, if you're serious, $20,000 cash.
Yeah?
$100 bills, bro.
Okay.
You're beautiful.
Let's do it then.
You're beautiful,
Luke.
Let's
do it.
I'm a very happy man. I scored a 69 Charger today for $20,000 that doesn't need a whole lot to make it gorgeous, and I got a buyer waiting in the wings. Today is a good day. Call in sick today. I'll back your plate. I'll sit in the background coughing. You rock, Luke.
Rolling.
What's up, Kat?
Ellie Mae and Tinkerbell, they need a bath.
Puppies.
The puppies.
You call these dogs?
They are dogs.
I could poop a dog bigger than that.
Come on.
How you guys doing today? Huh? Yeah? You guys sure are purdies. Yes, you are. You're so cute. I got a special treat for you today.
Let's see if Rolly is around.
Rolly!
What's up, Kat?
I just need you to wash something for me.
Oh, okay.
I need you to give these two a bath. Yeah.
You mean the...
Yeah.
Puppies.
The puppies. Ellie Mae and Tinkerbell, they need a bath. I caught them rolling around in the dirt this morning, and they stink. So I need you to take care of that for me.
Wow, that's something new.
Rolly, you owe me.
Okay, brother, I guess. What do you want me to get?
Haven't you ever watched a dog before?
I had a German Shepherd in Hungary. I just hose it off or take it to the lake.
Rolly's been coming in late for about the last week, and I've been covering his behind with Scott and Danny. So he owes me.
Kevin, I find this bucket. Would this work? We don't need to ring them out, right?
They're not a mob, Rolly. So I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone. I brought my precious babies down, and I thought I'd teach them a lesson, and he could clean my dogs.
Okay, so how much water you want in it?
I want it filled up all the way. I'm sorry, Ellie Mae. I know you get upset when Daddy yells.
Are you talking to her?
Yeah, you're freaking him out, man.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Just fill that with warm water.
I'll be right back. I'll get you warm water.
Hurry up.
Hey, what's with the dogs?
Well, I brought them in to have Rolly detail them for me.
The dogs?
Yeah. Is that not a good idea?
He's a car washer, not a
dog washer. It's just washing two little dogs.
And you call these dogs?
They are dogs.
I could poop a dog bigger than that.
Come on.
I got the water.
I got a meeting. I have to go. Here, I hope you can handle this. I'm trusting you with my babies. Grandpa, can you please make sure that he doesn't hurt my two precious angels?
I'll see you guys in a minute, all right?
Yeah, babies. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I gave you some Hungarian sausage if you're going to be good.
The what?
Hey, it's like a treat.
Oh, for the... Okay. Which one's first?
I guess this one here. It's okay, look. It's just water. It's okay.
It's your turn next. Don't worry.
It's nice warm, right?
Don't run away. You can't be running away.
Hey.
Come here. You're next.
Oh, you got me wet now, too. Yeah.
That's good.
You know what? My cat is bigger than this.
Hold this for a second. Here. Hold that one.
Okay, and you
later,
come
buddy.
To this side. Really? Hey, now you're leaving too? Your daddy's gonna kill me. Okay, I got this. Hold on. I'm not gonna lose the leash. Okay. Here? Hold on. Ah! Here. Don't give me that look. Oh, come on. I quit. I stick with the cars and bikes.
The guys are in the back right now scrambling to get this 69 Charger RT done. And Danny and I are trying to get some paperwork done so we can get out of here for the day. All of a sudden, we hear this big old engine outside, and I look at Danny, I'm like, dude, I don't have no more appointments today, so I don't know what these people are doing here.
Dude, that's Lyle and Beverly in my Sebring. The car's awesome, man. Don't tell me they got a problem.
What's happening?
How are you?
Lyle,
good to see
how
you
are you?
Again.
Beverly? How's the Sebring treating you? Is it okay?
Well... Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Last time I saw Lyle and Beverly, they bought my 73 Plymouth Satellite Sebring off of me. Would you go 35?
34.
I love you. Okay, you're on. I can't believe it. They're back in town looking to buy something else. I'm happy about that because that's the business that I'm in, but I'm also a little nervous because they're looking in my stuff again.
So what's grabbing your fancy?
Well, what about this red Cadillac?
She does have great taste.
It's really special to me. When my wife and I got married, it was in this car. Didn't get a limo, didn't do all that kind of stuff. We took my 59 bubble top. I couldn't sell that one.
What about 70?
Oh, my goodness. I love you, Beverly.
That's a whole month's worth of overhead.
I know. You're right. You're right. You're right. I couldn't sell that one.
Okay, you're allowed one pass. That's it.
Now we're ready to get serious.
Uh-oh.
The Chevy convertible.
This is my mom's car. She had one when she was a kid, and when my father met my mother and when they first started dating, that's the car she had. And as time went by, they sold that car and moved on. Well, years later, my mother, she always used to have these dreams about her 55 Chevy. Whew. I gotta take a walk. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Damn.
One of the neatest things about working here is Danny connects with cars like they're people. And most of the time, I think he talks to the cars better than he talks to us.
I understand that.
I think sometimes that's where the emotional stuff comes from because Danny's dad did pass away a few years back.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of my grandparents because they had one. But I totally understand why Danny doesn't want to get rid of it.
What do they say sometimes? I've got money. I can't make memories anymore.
Right.
And these are the memories. He sits down in this car and we might as well leave the building. We're not even here no more.
I can understand that totally.
I know it'd be tough for Danny to get rid of one of his personal cars, but you know what? This one, it really choked him up. I've never seen him like that before.
Oh, here we go.
What you think, Jerry?
That is beautiful. I didn't bring that kid in there.
Lyle and Bev Radner are in the shop looking for a car, but they're looking at my personal collection.
What about that one right there?
This is my mom's car. Whew. I gotta take a walk. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I've got cars in my collection that have been with myself or with my family since I was a very young kid. So there are some very sentimental attachment vehicles in this collection that I would never consider selling at all. Those are actually mom's driving gloves that she wore when she had her 55. So she lays them on a dasher and stays there.
That's a good place for them.
So you know you got to give me a hall pass on this one.
I'll give you a pass on this one.
All right, all right.
All right, what about this guy?
It's a 1932 Ford 5-window chop-top high-boy coupe.
This is pretty cool.
Even back in 1932, people wanted faster and sexier cars. By taking the fenders off these old Fords, the high-boy was created, and it quickly became the iconic car of hot rodding. It was light, it was fast, and it was immediately in demand. Two early Hollywood legends, Buster Keaton and Louis B. Mayer, each had one. In fact, Ford had to hire 30,000 new employees just to keep up with all the orders, but it just wasn't enough to satisfy America's craving for the high boy. It's something I built for myself.
You know what that means to me? Beverly, come on, come down, sit down in your new car, because this is you right here.
I can't trust either one of these two.
I know.
This is all you do? And I think the key's in there.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. That is what I'm talking about.
What's your price on this one?
Honestly, if we were going to let it go to have a little love for the shop, I think we'd be about 85.
$80,000.
Come on, Danny. We'll buy it.
I just got to say, man, there's something about you two. I know she would go to a fantastic home. I know she'd go to a fantastic home. They wear me down somehow. I don't know, man. They're like garlic to the count. They make me weak. In 15 years, I have not sold a personal car. And they got my Sebring. Now y'all got my 32. I don't know what it is, but I know they're going to a good home. I know the kids are going to be happy.
And you know what I say to all that? Let's go do some paperwork real quick. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Hey, I'll tell you something. There's a GT over here I want to show you, too.
Okay. That's cool.
A few weeks ago, I bought a sweet RT Charger, and I've been spending a lot of time and a lot of money making this thing a world-class street machine. Put a full Wilwood four-wheel disc brake setup on it, put a fuel injection setup in it, dressed up the engine with all the right goodies on it, an amazing, beautiful paint job. This car is absolutely beautiful. I got a guy that I know is looking for a ride just like this. He's got a budget of around $80,000, so I know he's got the money. The thing is he gonna love this car?
Here comes Danny now.
What's up, guys? How we doing, man? Let's meet Jerry. Nice to meet you too, brother, man. Nice to meet you too. Just checking on your ride. We went nuts on it. It's got all of the bells and whistles. You ready to see this thing?
I'm ready to see it, brother.
All right.
Bring that car out!
Look at that stance.
Oh, man. It's fantastic.
She looks beautiful. Soak it in, brother.
She is beautiful. Man. Love it.
Uh-huh. Love it. Big American bald eagle on there flying over the flag. Come on.
Exactly.
Rolly, this is Jerry. Jerry's Rolly.
Nice to meet you, man. That's a nice charger.
Beautiful.
Just came out.
Tires look sharp on it.
This Charger was in decent shape when we found her, but she needed love, and boy, did we give her some. I'm talking fuel injection, crazy MSD ignition on it, gorgeous custom console with a crazy stereo, custom exhaust, custom-made 18-inch wheels made specifically for this car, and a gorgeous paint job that mimicked the original paint job on this car, but then we gave it our own little bit of flavor. We added the American Eagle and a ghosted image of the American flag, because this thing screams American iron. Bam!
Oh, man.
Come on.
Look at that.
Fully detailed out under here, man. She's all ready to rock.
Beautiful.
Jerry really seems to be digging this Charger, and I built it with him in mind, so I'm really hoping he steps up to the plate and buys this car, because $80,000, that's no chump change.
Well, I tell you what, sounds like to me y'all went over budget on it.
We'll talk about that later. I think we should go for a spin. I think you should take first putt.
Okay,
I'll get
Absolutely.
Your door.
All
right.
Now remember, it's fuel injected, so you don't have to give it any gas.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think we got him. Seeing Jerry's face when he fired up this Charger, whew, game over, baby.
I didn't bring back the kid in there.
I love it. I love it. Pull on up there to Kevin. She's awesome.
She is awesome.
She's awesome.
I tell you, Danny, I'm going to have to buy it. I tell you what, I hope it's not too much over $80,000.
Well, let's have a talk about that, Jerry.
Yeah, I just, I got to have it, so...
Just tell me you love the car.
I love the car.
We hit all the marks.
Hit all the marks.
And you just gotta have it.
I gotta have it, brother.
Jerry, I have one more really good piece of news for you.
What's that?
We actually came in under budget.
All right, brother. I'll buy you dinner.
We well, now we may have just blown the budget because I ate like a pig, man.
Not that much.
We came in at 73. We saved you 7 G's on the whole budget.
Love it, bro.
Done deal, happy.
Done deal.
Happy all the way around.
Happy.
As Jerry and I were talking about this project, we both thought it was going to go over the $80,000, but sometimes the car gods just smile down upon you and things fall into place better than expected. So at $73,000, I still made a nice profit. Jerry's got $7,000 in his pocket. I'm getting a free dinner. It's a win-win day all the way around. You're a good man, Jerry.
Thank you very much. You are too.